Starting from the Mishnah on Pei Vav Amud Beis. Shnaim Shishoku Shnegitin. I think that's what we're up to. Shnaim Shishoku Shnegitin. Two people said two Gitin Shavim. Equal Gitin. Meaning same names. Vinisarvu, Nice Shnaim Luzu, Shnaim Luzu. You don't know which whose is which get, but the Git was written Lishma, Lishema Ish, Lishema Isha, just got mixed up. Because you can't give one get, it would be a suffix Mugareshes. That's how most Rishonim learned. Some Rishonim learned that it's not even good at all, but Pashtus, it's a suffix Mugareshes. Chamisha Shekhasu Klau, but I get that what Klau means will be decided as we go along. Ish plain, Megayish plain, Isu plain, Isu plain, Isu plain, Isu plain, Isu plain, and you give it to each one. Each husband owns the piece of paper where his wife's get is written. If it's individual getting on the same paper, only the bottom one is kosher. Who is the Tana that says that you don't have to know which get is Megarish's? Create the get. They have to know which one works. As long as they know this get might be the one of these two getting is the one, it's good enough to be the Adam Messira.
According to that, where is Belazar and Meir argue
then? Well, according to a Meir, the Adam Messira, you can't have a get without Adam Messira. Not a get.
And according to this second answer, where do they argue?
Same thing. Reb Blasit does not need Eidech Sima. Reb Meir needs Eidech Sima.
Well, according to this answer, you don't need Eidech Mesira.
Yes, you do. You need Eidech Mesira to see the hand over the get. That's what makes the get a get. They just don't have to know which one is which. That's all. Don't think of my right term. Chamisha shekasu klau. Hechidami klau, hechidami typhus. What is the klau? What is the typhus? I'm Rabbi Yechid, Zman Echid, Lukulam, Zer klau. One time at the beginning, one Zman is a klau, Zman Lukulam, Echid, Zer typhus. Shlokisham, Echid, Zman Lukulam, Haminami typhus. That's still a typhus, and the Gemara will explain according to him, Hechidami klau. The class of unreplained, you play, the Gerashin, the Shushain, the plainness, or plainness. And as the Gemara will explain later, that's the beginning, and then each one is repeated separately. Maybe they're only signing on the last one. The guy sends regards at the bottom of the get, and the Adam signed, they might be signing on the regards. So the same thing over here. Maybe they're only signing on the bottom one. Who says that the Zman at the beginning should make them sign on all five? That the Gemara Labit Malamar Rabu Ladim Mivarsh Leminid Rabbi Yechelin Shalu Pasul Vishalu Kasher. If there's a vav, then they're signing on the whole thing. Chalami Dachsibe Ploini Uploini Uploini. The vav is a mechaber. So if it has a zman and it has a vav, that makes it a klal. Missing either of the two makes it not a klal. So even with the vav, without a zman echad lekulam, you're only signing on the bottom one. Besulu Rabbi Yechim Tamer Zman Lechalechet Zeh HaTayfes. Ma Yerushim Tayfes, Tayfes Lehav Azichtam Yehav Nechtam Malayla. Gemara is assuming that the five were written at different times. Amal Lemakshin Shabed Reb Chizl Reb Ashi, Achmin Meshved Reb Yechim, Dachzibu B'chad Shabba, B'chad Shabba, it's all written the same day. Amal Revina Reb Ashi, Lashlokish Tamer Zman Echid Lekulam Nami Tayfes Havi. El Hechi Tami Klau, what did the Shlokish say Klau is? Dachzibu Hechi, Anu Ployni Uployni, Gerashnu, Nishisei Nu Ployni Su Ployni. Nimtu comes out, it's the same get. One get, just listing five different names. By the way, as an aside, because I said it this week, I spoke out that Ramesha says each there should be one Kaddish for Nifter, but by Yashiv holds you can say a Kaddish for multiple Niftarah. Then it says, Plainigirish Blindness. Why over there don't we say love and love? Shikhur is the same as Isha. He wrote it a separate star if he handed it over at the same time. Tanya Kavas is Rabbi Yechon and Tanya Kavas is Rishlokish. We have a bright that supports each one of the two. Tanya comes to the Bech and the Chabishi Shikas of the Haget, is pointing me guys, pointing this, with my neck of the Kulam Vedim, a Mata Kulam Sherim. Sinas Kulacha Triachas, you give it to each one. Zman Lukulacha Triachas, it's a man for each one, Vedim Mata, a Shadim you call me a Kusher, that's Kusher. You didn't say, Reimer, and yes, Rabbi Benayim, there's space in between, that makes it possible, even though there's man echad l'kulam. How much space is a machloika? Some say any space, and some say two lines. The ma'av kosher, she'ein zman mamsikan, because there's no separate zman. So according to this brisa, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir is adding that besides having one zman for everything, you also have no space between the gittin.
Blanks.
Tanya kavas v'rish lakish. Chavitzi But notice it had to repeat it twice. It had it together and then said it separately. The one that ate the bottom one is kosher. Again, which is the way Rabbi Yechon learned, but Rabbi to Rish Lakish is because he wrote both separately, meaning he had pointing to give his pointing to give his and then repeated separately. That's what the Brisa says. Let me just say, check the Marvash Lakish, my ears, Nami. He said, even if one Zman is a type, that's if he didn't write all five together at the beginning. So basically, Rish Lakish is saying a bunch of requirements. In order for it to work, number one is you have to have the beginning, pointy gears, together, then repeat each one separately, and only have one zman at the beginning.
You all the men have to be together, and then the women? He says, this man.
Not from this price, this matchman, no. Pointy gears, pointy gears.
If there were five separate getting with five zmanim, would the Edom sign, if the Edom sign, and each one of them.
So that would be good, of course it would be good. Look the Mishnah writer. Shnei gittin shekasen zeh b'tzad zeh. The get is written side by side. Two gittin. Ushnei edim ivrim ba mitachas zeh l'tachas zeh. Ushnei edim yivonim ba mitachas zeh l'tachas zeh. Two Hebrew, I don't know how to translate Hebrew. It's a shawl they can edim. Go from right to left. What does he translate it? Hebrews, okay. Two Hebrews. I don't like that. And two yivonim. Jews, Yidden who sign the Yevonim, sign the other way. And the Yevonim have a meaning, the way they write their name is Yosef ben Shimon, means Shimon is the son of Yosef, not Yosef is the son of Shimon. Eshedim, according to the Kusher, the top get is Kusher, the right get is Kusher, the left get is Pasul, the Gemara is going to want to know why. Because they both have two Edom, the Gemara is going to want to know why. Frank the Gemara. Why can't the first two Adam work for both Gittin? The Liskashai Beruven by Ben Yaakov Eid. Dotran Ben Ishmael Eid Kusher. Ben Yaakov Eid is Kusher. So Reuven's on one and Ben Yaakov Eid is on the other. But the Gemara, the Kusher Reuven Ben Akama. It said Reuven Ben under the first one. It only said Yaakov Eid on the second one. The Yaakov Eid Abasra. Liskashai Beruven Ben, Liskashai Ben Yaakov Eid. Dotran Ishmael Eid Kusher. Yaakov Eid is enough. Well, the Kusher Eid just said Yaakov. Nibai Zayman Loyal, the Kusher Eid. We don't recognize the signature. It's not Yaakov's. It's Reuven's. You can't be kosher with Yaakov when it's Reuven's signature. Maybe Reuven signed using his father's name, and it's Reuven's signature using the name Yaakov, and that's acceptable if that's the way he signs. That's not how you sign a guy. Maybe that's his signet way. He signs his father's name became his symbol. The Rav Tayer Kavra, Rav had a fish, Pina Karusa had a date tree, a bench, Rav Chizda Samak, Rav Eshi Ayin, Rav Bar Bachuna Tayer Machusa, he is Matayer a mast. That the Gemara, the Chas Vinish is more of a symbol. Your father's name doesn't become your symbol.
What's the Havamina that the first age should be on both Gittin? If there were four, isn't the
No, sorry, you can have four Edom in a get.
That's not indicating anything.
What's wrong with having Greek Edom? Because there are two lines away from the get. As long as the lines are not blank, it's okay. But the Gemara taught his Jewish name Shemim. Taka Ziri, Taka says both get Nukshar and Kasher. The Tana did done, so what's our Tana sphere? Dilma Gundel is Chazim. Because once you have different heritages, cultures, siding, maybe one copied the other and did it uncharacteristically, meaning the Yevanim might have sided like Ibram. And therefore, you only have Gittin Adam on the first get. There's no reason to assume that the first two did it uncharacteristically, but the last two might have done it uncharacteristically. And therefore, the Kula Achad Hu Tachsim. Ein Ach Libi Bechel Yevan Rizkasha, Ein Bech Libi Eidach Shibon, 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 Kasha. What's wrong? Takaziri said they're kosher. That's the time that he done. Dilma Gundel is chasim, because two of them might have done it uncharacteristically. The first Yevani and the second Ivri, because they signed on different lines. And therefore we're afraid that they wrote it the other way. So we don't know. There might be three on one and one on the other. And therefore, the klas achad, luchad achad. It could be three on the first one, three on the second one. We don't know. And therefore, we say they're both puzzled. Dr. Mishnah Vaitishayim Mikdis HaGet. The Kasvil Ladav HaShetni. He wrote a get on two columns. Vaidim Omata Kasher. Kasvim Eidim B'Reish HaDav. They signed on top of the get. Benatzad, on the side. V'Achoy Re'get, B'Get Pashut, on the back of the Get Pashut. Puzzle. Hikiv Reish HaShazeb, B'Tad Reish HaShazeb. If he wrote two gittin, starting from the middle of the paper, working outwards on both. Vaidim B'Em Tishneim Sulem. Saiv HaShazeb, B'Tad Saiv HaShazeb. Veidim b'emza, sheidim nikim m'kasher, the top gets kasher. Rosh Hashoseb, it's not Seifer Shoseb. Veidim b'emza, again, es sheidim nikim b'seifer kasher. Because as long as the Eidim is signed immediately under the get, facing the same way as the get, it's kasher. Get to kasher, yibbe seidim yivani, yivani seidim yivani, seidim yachadim yachadim yivani, is kasher. Ksav Seifer v'eid kasher, it's gonna be achleikus in the Gemara, whether it's Ksav Seifer v'eid or Ksav Seifer v'eid. Because the Mishnah before said, Ksav Seifer V'Eid, according to Mamadi Amar, is Pasul Chatchila. Here it says it's Kasher. So Shmuel answered, this is a Seifer Mubik, that's a Seifer not Mubik. Rav learned, this is Ksav Seifer V'Eid. And he goes like Rabbi Yaisi, who says, you can't point anybody to tell an aid to sign, they have to hear it straight from you, and therefore there's no chash that the Seifer signed without being told to sign. Ishpoini Eid Kasher. Ben Ishpoini Eid Kasher. Ishpoini Ben Ishpoini V'Legasav Eid Kasher. The Kachay and the Diadash Yishrilayim, the pure people in Yishrilayim, Yishrilayim, they used to say Ishmoini. I mean, Ishmoini, Ben Ishmoini without the word Eid. Kasim Chani Chasim Chani Chasim Kasher, he writes his family name. It's Kasher, and again, there's two kinds of family names, the ones we use today, or the ones they used to use are the Reish HaMishpacha. And the question the Gemara is going to have, how many generations do we go back to a Reish HaMishpacha? Nothing about Vaitim Lechers do Mahani Trey Gitti Havi. Maybe they're two different kitten. V'sabar l'zman de kama v'aydim de basra. V'gayzim l'zman de basra v'aydim de kama. Maybe it was two different gittin, but there were conditions. So he cut off the bottom of the first and the top of the second and made himself one get. Amar Rabba Amar Rav, k'shesh Rebach Mamata. He didn't cut off the bottom of the first column. Pet Gemara v'dom l'zman de basra. They might have cut off the beginning of the first one. Dr. Gemara, and the meaning it wasn't written l'shma.
At the top.
The top of the second one. Dr. Gemara, there's space on both ends. Maybe he decided not to divorce her, was mevatel the get. Now he decided to go on. And what leads us to be suspicious is the fact that it's on two columns. Dr. Gemara, the Kasav Mata, Muteris Mamaila, we're not afraid he changed his mind between the word Hariat and Muteris. Vidumi Sramale, maybe. He did change his mind then. The Gemara lechashiyah kulai lechashinan. Rav Ashi Amar Yedidi Bei Masechta the Megillah. Rav Ashi just answered the questions how we know he didn't cut, because you can see the boundaries of the cloth. It's darker at the ends, which shows this is the way it was stretched out and it was never cut.
I don't understand the question about that he changed his mind. Therefore, what?
So it passes the first half again.
That's why it was written on two columns?
No, the fact that it's written on two columns leads us to suspect it was written at two different times.
Why didn't he?
I don't know, kasher but it gives suspicion. We don't usually suspect that a guy changed his mind a bit of a get. But here, there's a red flag, a yellow flag. But Rav Chosim and Atzad, Rav used to sign on the side. So the Gemara is going to try answers. And the bottom line is going to be that it's puzzle. But at this point, the Gemara is going to try to say that sometimes it's kosher. Hashem Shigagi Klapik Sav. If the roof of the letters of the Adam face towards the writing, it's kosher. If you're okay to sign on top of a get, so one of them, the Adam are written with their roof towards the writing. Right? There's started in the middle, works way both ways. The Adam are one way, so one of them should be kosher. The left the Ivan Ivan clapping Savil is kosher. So the Gemara hasn't the Rami Lake Ibra. The Adam are signed sideways, perpendicular. And therefore neither is kosher. Yoki Savin and Tony Rajesh Shazam, it's not Soybin Shazam, it's Mem Shah the Nikim Kusher. He's the Rami Ibra, but it's the same case. Why is we say one is kosher? Ella Rabba Disk Yavakasim. Rab never signed the get that way. Adam can't sign that way. Rab used to sign his hasmonas, the bezin, on the side. We don't really need a signature there. It just to make the guy aware that Rab needs you in bezin. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, Sam Sefer Vein Kasher. Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, Sam Sefer Sheninum. It's Sam Sefer. Amar Rabbi Chizda, Amari Rabbi Yaisi. That's going like Rabbi Yaisi, who says that they have to hear directly from the husband that they should sign. And therefore, there's nothing to worry about. There was a ksuba, the eyes of the kind of the revol, that the other lay latov, still they knew the ksab of the cipher. But they couldn't validate the second signature. So I'm a lachsure, because the aid, the cipher is an aid. I'm a rabbi, I'm a ksam cipher, shen you know. Kasev chanichasev chanichasev kasher. Tanar abana chanukas avas begitten ad yud dairis. The Reish HaMishpacha goes 10 generations. Again, Chazanish points out this is not our family names. Our family names don't change after three generations. In those days, it was to go back a few generations to some chush of a person, and you like to link to him, so it's a machlekes how many generations does a person go back. But today, family names is the way we identify ourselves. We don't sign with family names. It doesn't happen. We just sign our name, our father's name, and that's it. That's, if the three generations, it's old. Seven dynasties of kings served Abed Zara. Unfortunate one, Yolda Hashiva, Navcha Navsha, what's Navcha Navsha mean? Forgot already what Archko said was.
Spirit is miserable.
Fired. Miserable.
Spirit is
thank
miserable.
You. What? Vashimsha, by Jaima, sunset during the day, Vashimsha Kapura is embarrassed and shamed. Amr Abami my crook, you the bottom of Nebunim, which is seven generations. Silent is one, bottom is two, three, Bnei is another two, is five, bottom is another two, is seven. Amr Levkan of Abbasil Rab, Tib, Haba Shem, Bailubi Asar, Abbe Nashem, Rakmuk, Machi Yisrael. He was better than the rest. Uksib, Allah, Allah, Shaman Esser, and yet he was the one that was there by that Golos of Asar Sashratim. So the Gemara blew Eisen by the Saw, Shaisim, Yerub Mazrachim, those guards that Yerub and put on the roads, because they should be Ali Yisrael, the Rego. He removed them. The Abba became the only Yisrael Lerego, only the ones that went before. The ones that weren't Meister Nefers didn't go afterwards. HaMakadosh Baruch Hu, Eisim Shonim Shle Oli Yisrael Lerego, during a Shei Be'eluz thing, Yehuchah B'Shvid, they should go in captivity. And some came back, so it was only Eisim Shonim, because the Mepharshim are bothered. They're still there. And that's many more years than they missed Aliyah Lerego. There it is. Some came back after the number of years that they missed Aliyah L'Rego during Hoshea Ben Elul's time. And some are going to come back when Mashiach comes. Am Rav Chizdam, Am Arokuv, Am Rav Chizdam, Am Rav Yirmiya. Darish Mreim, Am Adachsiv, Yishkin Hashem al Aroa, Vayivi Aleinu. Hashem hurried the bad and brought it on us. Why? Ki Tzadik Hashem al-Lakein, Hashem is charitable. Shum the Tzadik Hashem al-Lakein, Am Yishkin Hashem al Aroa, Vayivi Aleinu. He sent Tzitzio to Galus while Yechonya's Galus was still thriving in Babel. and they established yeshivas. The Chassidim begolus kanya cheresh v'amatzger, the cheresh and the matzger elof cheresh b'shash apayt chaman kalku chareshim. Meaning everybody listened to them. They were such a big tamid chachamim. Matzger kivu shesaygrim. Once they said the sugya is closed, shuvein paischem. Nobody else opened it up. The kama, how many were there? Elof. Ulo amar shehigdim shteshanim luv neshantam. He took us to Galus 2 years before neshantam, which is 852. In order it shouldn't be Vavata Mahera. Abit Abdi Maher. Over Vakabai. Akav Shmamina, Mahera de Mari Alma. What would have been Mahera? Tam Ni Meir. Bukham Shem Batai Tu in 852. Get Moussa Bi Yisrael is kosher. A get forced by a bezin of Yidden is kosher. Vav Dika Chavim, Gaish Court, Puzzle. Now, the Gemara is going to come out that it's biblically puzzle. Because Glacier courts have no business getting involved. There is a side in the Gemara to say that it's only rabbinically possible. If they tell you to follow the Jewish Bezin, they're just the enforcers, it is kosher. If it's proper, kosher. Because that's the halacha. The guy's mukhiv to divorce, as the Rambam points out. Every Yid wants to do the Ratzon HaTorah, and therefore his deep doubt is Ratzonai. And we just connect his outer to his inner without taking care of the middle. Shleikedin, pasul, baisul. It's pasul because it wasn't kedin, so there's no inner will. But at the same time, it's a reich haget. But v'chum, kedin, pasul, baisul. Shleikedin, avil, reich haget, anyway. Our question is, manushach, what's the difference kedin and shleikedin by a guy? I manushach, I'm the chum, but if I'm I'm sorry, how's it go? But Marsha, you have to come and ask Ninu, are they kosher with the rice at the force again? Because we're not a Liskacha. Why would Rabban say it's possible? Ilabin Asuininu, if they're not allowed to enforce again, so Mifsalimso, why are we treating Kedin there different than Shalakadin? Forget it. A guy is nothing. Amar Rav Masharsha, this is where Masharsha's approach, which the Gemara will disagree with. Vartai Raget Musa and Kham Kasha. Biblically speaking, a guy can a court. Can force a get, as long as it's kedin. Matam Ramu Pasul, Rabbanim Pasul it. So we take halachas, 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 and tell us about the Chachamim of Kesaf from Yad Vayla. We don't want Jewish women to start using Gayim and pay them off to enforce the get. Yachash like it didn't have the Rechah Gadim by, never like it didn't be Yisrael, but it's Sinami Lepasul. Manushach, if Midarais it's Kusher, so then Shleik Adim should treat it like it didn't be Yisrael, that at least has a Rechah get. It's a mistake. Time am I? Kedim b'kedin yishol michla. Really, guy is nothing. But we're afraid people will confuse a Gaisha court with a Jewish court. So we say b'drabanan we pasul, meaning we make her pasul to a kayin, even though with the rice it's zero. But in order to that we say pasul, I say get shloikedim b'kedin yishol michla. But shloikedim by guy is a two-step removed. It's Atu Shleikedin of a Yid, which is Atu Kedin of a Yid. Two steps, we don't make Xera. Abaye Ashkel, Rav Yaisel, the Yasuf Kamas Akiti. He was forcing people on Gev. Omelev Anan, Adjaitas Anan. We are Adjaitas. Tanya, we learned how to type for them, come on, Shatam, I take a Roy Shleikedin. When we find gatherings of Goyim, Abish Shazam Kedini Yisrael, the Rishon, the Zaka Club, you're not allowed to use the Goyim Shabbatan. Shadam Avela Mishwatam Shatasim of Nayim, the same Lavin Club, that doesn't have any validity. Never Achar. If they ever live, they are Jaitas, and we are Jaitas. We are working as their agents. Like loans and admissions. So why don't we act as their agents when it comes to collecting damages? Titus learns it means Gzelis Aidei Chavolas. Most of the Shrichi things that are frequent, but most of the Shrichi are Dina Shul Chusayim. Things that don't happen frequently, we don't do their Shlichas. Merit Hashem tomorrow morning, 6 o'clock. Merit Hashem. Everybody should have a wonderful day. We should have a Surah service.